Special English Education Report. Students who want an easy way to get information about a large number of colleges in the United States can visit a website like campustours.com. It brings together virtual campus tours and interactive maps of more than 1,200 colleges and universities. The site plans to add an international database for schools in other countries. Campus Tours recently celebrated its 15th anniversary. The president of the company, Chris Carson, was one of the people who started the site. He says more than 120,000 foreign students use the site each year. They make up more than 15% of the traffic on the site. The virtual tours allow students to get a sense of how a college looks. There are also links to official websites and online applications. And there are details like price, number of students, admission requirements, and sports programs. But Chris Carson says students should never depend on a third-party website like Campus Tours to choose a college. He advises parents and students to contact a school directly. If they plan to visit, they should call the school and talk about the visit and where to stay locally. In fact, he says, contacting a school might even lead to a free visit.
In some cases, something that many foreign students don't know is that if the student is a good enough student or is a special case, they will sometimes pay for travel to get the student to come to campus. And that's a little known fact.
He says showing real interest in a school can increase the chances of being admitted.
One thing in the United States is that they often use something called demonstrated interest as a factor in your admissions. And demonstrated interest involves the number of times that you actually contact the institution. And they write all this down in your file, believe it or not. And if you've actually participated with them and engaged them in a conversation about the institution, they're actually more likely to offer you admission to the institution.
Chris Carson and several of his friends started Campus Tours in 1997. They noticed that many websites with Campus Tours were heavy with text and lacked much visual material. At first, colleges worried that online tours would compete with the tradition of a personal visit to the campus. But today, schools work with sites like Campus Tours or its competitors, or build their own virtual tours and maps. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. You can improve your English and learn more about higher education in the United States at our website, voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Dave DeForest.